Hello, thank you for calling provider office. How may I help you?
Hello, this is the callback that was requested from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. If anyone is available, please pick up and press any key on the telephone touchpad. This is the callback that was requested from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. When
Nancy N, it's N-A-N-C-Y, initials last N is in November, kindly call me back.
Is on the line. Press 1 to speak to a representative. If you need time to get
Nancy,
press 1 when
Nancy N, it's N-A-N-C-Y, initials last N is in November, kindly call me back.
Is on the line. Please wait while your call is transferred.
Please contact your e-business regional marketing consultant. Your call is very important. A representative will be with you in a moment. We want to make doing business with us as efficient as possible. To get important information faster, please provide contact names and email for anyone who should receive communications from us. Simply go to bcbst@availity.com and click the Contact Preferences and Communication Viewer tile to change or add emails from the Update Contact Preferences tab. To see your communications history, click the View Communications tab. Our members get the most their health benefits when they visit participating network providers. As one of our network providers, please remember you're contractually obligated to refer your patients with Blue Cross coverage to other contracted network providers. This is especially important when referring patients to hospitals or for lab work, durable medical equipment, and any other ancillary service. You can use our Find Care tool on bcbst.com to easily locate other participating network providers. Beginning in September, we'll use Cohere Health Technology for most prior authorizations for our commercial lines of business. For your convenience, you'll continue to submit requests directly to us through Availity. We're hosting 3 webinars in August to help you learn more about this process. Webinar dates are Wednesday, August 20th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday, August 26th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, or Thursday, August 28th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. For more information about the webinars or the new PA process, please contact your e-business regional marketing consultant. Thank you, representative. We'll be with you shortly. Make sure you review and attest to your CAQH profile every 90 days. We use this information for all our provider data, including credentialing, contracting, and directory information. It also helps our members easily find you and your practice in our online directory. If you don't regularly attest, we'll have to remove you from our directory based on the Federal No Surprises Act. You can save time and avoid phone calls by checking authorization statuses in Availity. After you log in, click on Payer Spaces and choose the Blue Cross logo. Then choose the Authorization Submission Review application. Go to the Auth Inquiry Clinical Update drop-down arrow and choose BCBST. From there, choose the case ID number to see the latest status. After choosing the case ID number, look for the letter section in the upper right to view and print authorization letters. We're no longer faxing authorization status letters, so this is the best way to get them. We're excited to announce the launch of our new online reconsiderations and appeals tool later this year. The tool will be available in Availity. Today, providers submit reconsiderations and appeals by phone, fax, mail, and email. This new tool will streamline that process. For more information, please contact your e-business regional marketing.
Provider service, this is Timothy. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Rosie calling from provider's office. I just need a clarification on the claim.
Rosie, I'll be glad to help you with claim there so I can best assist you. May I ask you a few questions?
Yeah.
All right, now I am showing a tax ID number that was entered in was 62152-6296.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the name of the provider?
It's West Clinic PC.
Okay. And on this particular claim that we're going to look at, what's the individual provider's name?
Yeah, just give me a moment.
Okay. And also, if I can get their NPI numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. So the provider's name is Johnson MD Robert and the NPI is 12452623-36.
All right, I appreciate that. One moment.
Yeah.
Showing a callback telephone number for you to be 901-610-4114.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any extension for you?
It's not 41114. It's 4114.
4114.
Yeah. It's a direct line.
Okay. Direct line. All right. And what is the subscriber's ID number going to be?
It is R as Romeo, C as Charlie, V as Victor, 086, W as Whiskey, 14167.
What's the patient's name? Rosie, what's the patient's name?
The patient's name is Clark Butchner.
Okay. And what is the date of service and total charge for the claim?
The date of service is July 10, 2025, and the total billed amount is $275.59.
All moment.
Yep.
And what's the claim number going to be?
It is AS Alpha FS Foxtrot 69542281 00.
All right. And how can I help you out with this claim?
Yeah, actually we send medical records on July 30, 2025 via fax. So I just want to know the status of that.
I'll check on those records for you. So can I place you on hold for a brief moment while I do so?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
No matter your age, vaccines can help protect you from some diseases and lower your chance of getting sick. They can also help make your symptoms milder if you do get sick. If you have a child, check with their pediatrician to see what vaccines they need. The CDC recommends children get regular vaccines as they grow. They also recommend adults stay on top of their shots. Talk to your primary care provider to see if you need any vaccines. They can help you avoid symptoms from shingles, pneumonia, and more. Remember, most people over 6 months old should get a yearly flu shot. When you're overwhelmed with anxiety, you could experience a panic attack. These attacks can cause you to sweat, your heart to race, chest pains, and more. They can also be hard to manage. If you're having trouble getting your anxiety under control during a panic attack, try the 3-3-3 rule. Name three things around you that you can see. Then, name three sounds that you can hear. Lastly, move three parts of your body. Focusing on the present moment may help lower your stress from racing thoughts. Your call is very important. A representative will be with you in a moment. Opioids are strong drugs used to treat severe pain, often after surgery or an injury. While they can provide relief, they can also be dangerous if misused. If you're prescribed opioids, make sure to take them exactly as your doctor says. Don't share them and store them securely. When you no longer need them, take opioids to a pharmacy or drug drop-off location to get rid of them safely. This keeps drugs out of our groundwater and off the streets. Visit tveconline.tn.gov/rxtakeback to find drop-off locations nearby, or call 800-560-5767. School or back to work? Regardless, it's time to shake up your lunch.
Thanks, Aunt Rosie. I'm still searching for him, so may I place you back on hold for another brief moment?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks.
When you're overwhelmed with anxiety, you could experience a panic attack. These attacks can cause you to sweat, your heart to race, chest pains, and more. They can also be hard to manage. If you're having trouble getting your anxiety under control during a panic attack, try the 3-3-3 rule. Name three things around you that you can see. Then, name three sounds that you can hear. Lastly, move three parts of your body. Focusing on the present moment may help lower your stress from racing thoughts. Your call is very important. A representative will be with you in a moment. Opioids are strong drugs used to treat severe pain, often after surgery or an injury. While they can provide relief, they can also be dangerous if misused. If you're prescribed opioids, make sure to take them exactly as your doctor says. Don't share them and store them securely.
Yeah, hi.
All right. Rosie, I completed my search, but we do not have those medical records on file. Which fax number, what fax number did you fax those to?
It is 423-535-1959.
Okay. All right, let me give you a different fax number to use, and I'll just go ahead and refax them to this fax number. fax them to 423-535-3609. And be sure to put that claim number right up on the first page, or you know, right up there, so we can, as well as the subscriber ID number, so we know which you know, which claim to match it up to, and then we'll get those sent over to the members plan for you. So.
Okay, so the fax number would be 423-535-3609, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And could you please help me with another member?
Sure can. Any other questions on this patient, though, first?
No. It's all done for this patient.
All right. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
I'll finish my notes here, and I'll get you a call reference number.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so our call reference number, that is going to be 252-300-007-658.
Okay, and could you please spell your name for me?
Yes, T as in Tom, I as in India, M as in Mike, O as in Oscar, T as in Tom, H as in Hotel, Y as in Yankee, and that's pronounced Timothy, and then the first initial of my last name is M as in Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Timothy.
Clear out my notes here, so give me 1 moment, and then I'll get to the next patient. So give me 1 moment here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready now. What's that next subscriber ID number going to be?
It is ES Echo 4 KS Kilo FS Foxtrot MS Mike 0838. 378.
What's the patient's name?
The patient's name is Jacqueline Atkinson.
Date of service and total charge for claim?
The date of service is June 30, 2025, and the charge amount is $273.01.
What's our provider's name and NPI number going to be?
It is Chandler M. D. Jason, and the NPI is 9577-8330.
What's the claim number going to be?
The claim number going to be AS Alpha FS Foxtrot 68448519 00.
All right, and how can I help you out with this claim?
Yeah, actually we sent medical records on August 8, 2025 via fax, so I just want to know the status of that.
Okay, yeah, let me check on those for you. Can I place you on hold for a brief moment while I do so?
Yeah.
And more. They can also be hard to manage. If you're having trouble getting your anxiety under control during a panic attack, try the 3-3-3 rule. Name three things around you that you can see. Then, name three sounds that you can hear. Lastly, move three parts of your body. Focusing on the present moment may help lower your stress from racing thoughts. Your call is very important. A representative will be with you in a moment. Opioids are strong drugs used to treat severe pain, often after surgery or an injury. While they can provide relief, they can also be dangerous if misused. If you're prescribed opioids, make sure to take them exactly as your doctor says. Don't share them and store them securely. When you no longer need them, take opioids to a pharmacy or drug drop-off location to get rid of them safely. This keeps drugs out of our groundwater and off the streets. Visit tdeconline.tn.gov/rxtakeback to find drop-off locations nearby or call 800-560-5767. Back to school or back to work? Regardless, it's time to shake up your lunch. Swap out your typical peanut butter and jelly with a veggie and hummus sandwich. Or turn peanut butter into a dip for apples and other fruits. You can also replace cheese or mayonnaise with avocado for a rich, creamy, and tasty sandwich spread. Whole grain bread and tortillas are also great ways to get more fiber and protein into your diet. When it's time to snack, reach for a handful of nuts instead of chips. It can be hard to get your steps in every week. It can be even harder if you're at a desk all day. Try these tips to help you get moving during the workday. Take a walk during your breaks or when taking phone calls. Getting a group of coworkers together to walk is also a great way to make those steps.
Thanks, phone Rosie.
Yeah.
All right, so we did receive the medical records on August the 13th. Now, we did get those forwarded over to the members plan on August the 15th, so just allow 30 days for them to have time to review those from when we send them over to them.
Okay, and could you please provide me a DCN number for that?
Yeah, that DCN number is going to be 25225, SS Sierra, M as in Mike. 00133.
Yeah, thank you. And there is one another claim.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a moment.
same patient, right?
It's for the different patient.
Oh, a different patient. Okay, so any other questions on this patient?
No, no more questions on this patient.
All right, so let me get your call reference number on this patient. The one.
Okay.
So our call reference number is 252-300-008-011.
Yeah, thank you.
Just give me a moment as I clear out my notes here.
Yeah.
Next subscriber ID number going to be?
Yeah, just give me a moment.
Okay.
Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, my system is working very slow. That's why. Yeah. Okay. So the next member ID. Actually, the claim number begins with EXPM. So, are you able to pull that account?
Probably not, but there's one or two accounts that I do have access to. So if you want to give me the subscriber ID number, I can check real quick and see if I do have access to this one.
Okay. It is E as Echo, X as X-ray, T as Tango, M as Mike, 1, F as Foxtrot, L as Lima, 5, K as Kilo, D as Delta, 00. Yeah.
You happen to have the subscriber ID number handy?
Yeah. So the subscriber ID is NS Nancy AS Alpha 90859390 7.
Okay. Alright, just give me one moment.
Yeah.
What's the patient's name?
Patient's name is Barbara McDaniel. Yeah.
All right, yep. No, unfortunately, this is one I don't have access to. This is one
okay.
I don't have access to. So.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. And thank you so much for the information. And have a great day.
Did you need me to get you transferred, though, to our commercial department on this last one here?
Really, thank you for asking, but actually my shift timing is over, so that's why.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your day there, okay?
Yeah. Have a great day. Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.